The question that I'd like to ask, Dave, and I appreciate you might not be able to answer this, but I was just wondering if you made a decision on who's going to be the captain this season.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a one for debate. And obviously coming from the outside, coming in, I always knew that, that was kind of a question mark. We've gone through pre-season. Colaccini's always been the captain. He's been captain, I think, for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And most experienced player. My dealings with him have been tremendous. I think what's disrupted this pre-season, especially for Colo, is the speculation about Crystal Palace. He's going here, he's going there. The speculation of this, speculation of that. And we've just got to, you know, I've just said to Colo, look, let's work with each other for 2-3 weeks. You know, see if I like you, see if you like me, see if we can get on. And we have done, despite him not playing. We've had to nurse him through. But, you know, we've had long talks with all this speculation with Crystal Palace. He's looking after his own future. But from my understanding, with the talks, he wants to be. He's always said from day one, look, this is the place I want to be. I know there's speculation, but really, this is the place I want to be. I want to be at Newcastle United Football Club. I've been captain. I'm proud of that. And I want to carry on doing that. So we've had, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. We've sat down and, his choice is Newcastle United. He wants to stay here. He wants to commit to the club, commit to the team, what we're trying to do. So I'm absolutely delighted with that. Do I need to change the captain? Why do I need to unsettle everything and everybody? He's our most experienced player and he carries on.
One name, and I don't know what you're going to be able to say, if anything, on this. One name is getting texted. There's an anonymous texter who's just texted to say, Steve, please sign Charlie Austin before somebody else does. Albert's been on. Have you made a bid for Charlie Austin? What's happening with Charlie Austin, says Andy. You know, he's a player that currently belongs to another club, so I fully appreciate that makes you very much restricted as to what you can say, but he's obviously a player that a lot of supporters would like to see at Newcastle and obviously still feeling that that position needs strengthened.
Yeah. It's interesting. No, we haven't made a bid for Charlie. I can say that as a board member. in terms of strikers, Charlie, obviously, because, you know, they've been relegated to QPR. He's got 1 year left, so obviously he's, all the attention is on Charlie. But, you know, we've been looking, and the club has been looking all season. Charlie's been mentioned before, but also the boy Mitrovic, who's been on the club's radar. And, you know, when we weighed up, and it's kind of availability and timing, and the club have been tremendous with Mitrovic and gone, you know what, 20, 21-year-old, this boy's going to have a great future. And we've seen that already. Anybody who watched him training today is, you know, it's 2021. Gabbers was strong. You know, when he got that backside into people, no one could get that ball. You know, and he was strong and rugged and quick. And this boy is a little bit like that, you know, that type, you know, but he gets in against people. And I haven't seen many strikers like that.
I'm just wondering if you're looking to keep Sissoko. I understand he states he wants to play in the Champions League. And if we're ambitious, you think you might want to stick around and you wouldn't need to leave.
Well, we can't lose Musa. He's a player I admired a lot last season. And coming in first day, he walked into my office and an absolute specimen of a man, big and strong, and
he's got a presence, hasn't he?
Absolute presence and a great manner about him and very professional and very low maintenance. Just gets on with his job and loves it here, loves it playing, and wants to play. And you know, I've said to Lee Charlie, wow, you know, we got to keep this guy. I know there's a lot of interest, and there will be, as with all good players. But again, you know, he's under contract. He's got a long contract. I want him to be the main focus of our team and try and be the one of the players, our best players, that we keep in the team and we build a team around him.